I kind of gave you a prelude to this last week, and amen, this is what direction I felt like going if I was riding down the road trying to get here, amen. And I thought, well, I'd already asked Brother Tommy to preach, and I told him when I got here he was welcome to do so. He told me, go ahead, amen. But Matthew chapter number, or in these 21st rather, 22nd verses, dealing with the tribulation period, amen.
Yeah.
And Brother Daniel, I've heard a lot of people ask a lot of questions down through the years, such as, will the church go through the tribulation? That's my text tonight. Yeah. Will the church go through the tribulation? Amen. And even as of late, I've heard folks saying, I'm not here to really ripple any waves, although I've never been afraid of that. Amen. Some preachers are scared to death to ripple the water. Amen. Now, I'm not really here to do such things as that, but I've heard it said as of late a whole lot, I believe the mark of the beast is setting up right here, right now. I heard a lot of people say that. Is the vaccine the mark of the beast? Amen.
Come on.
Great God. And I tell you what, church, and I'm answering some of my questions before I get started, but I come to tell you that this vaccine is not
right.
The mark of the beast.
Right.
This vaccine cannot be the mark of the beast. Amen. Yeah. Now, I do believe that this is setting up for the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
I do believe we see, amen, in front of our very own eyes, Brother Daniel. And once again, and I'm not here to try to be politically correct, and this has made a major division in our country. This has made a major division on our workplaces. This has made a major division in our churches. Amen.
True.
And some people fight, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Take the vaccine, don't take a vaccine. Amen. And I've made it very clear, I think it's great if you wear a mask. And I'm not here to debate all those scenarios tonight. But what I am saying is, this is leading up. Amen.
Yeah.
And Jared, you remember Jared Summers' husband, he's lost 40 pounds. He's lost a lot of weight.
He looks like a string bean.
And he's lost, I said, man, how'd you lose that weight? And he said, well, I've been lifting weights, I've been exercising, and he looks real good. He says, he said, be honest with you. His wife told me, Brother Chuck, he said, be honest with you, it's a mindset.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
That's good. Yeah.
He said, if you get it in your mind, he said, you can do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the Lord already been working on me with this message here tonight. And I believe, amen, all the things that we see going on in front of our eyes
yeah.
in this society and in this world, amen, is conditioning our minds for what's to come.
Right.
That's
hallelujah.
It.
Right. Amen. Oh, you got to wear a mask or you can't do this. You got to have a vaccine and have a card or you can't go to the store and everybody automatically starts getting worked up and saying it's the mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast. Amen. But I believe what it is doing is preparing our minds.
That's it.
For shortly thereafter what is to come. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I tell you what, church, you may plan on sticking around for the Antichrist
and
the mark of the beast and all the tribulation period. Amen. But I don't want to get the cart before the horse, but I'm not sticking around for that. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. The way the Bible teaches. Amen. And I realize there's a lot of discrepancies, and some believe this, some believe you pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, pan-trib, how it pans out. Amen.
Yeah.
And some people believe a lot of things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I believe the Bible is very clear. Amen. That Jesus is going to come back and get the church, what we refer to as the rapture, Brother Daniel, of the church. Amen.
Yeah.
And immediately after the church is drawn up out of this world, we're drawn up to meet the Lord in there. Immediately after that, amen, the rapture of the church, the tribulation period will immediately begin. Amen.
Come on.
Great God. Amen. Hallelujah. So will the church go through the tribulation? Amen. First, let's determine what the church is. Amen. Is it referring to the Baptist church, to the Lutheran church, to the Catholic church, to the, amen, Assemblies of God church, to the Church of God, to the, amen, Independent Holiness church? What, amen. What is the church? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I come to tell you tonight, amen, is the church what it is when I go down there and sign the membership book and put my name on the book down at the church? Is that put me in the church? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, great God, all that that is good. And we got a membership book right here. And if you want to take membership, long as you're saved, amen, and living above sin, you're welcome to be a member of this church right here. Great God. Amen. But that does not necessarily put your name in the hat with the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your name, what I'm trying to say is, your name may be on a church book somewhere, and you still may not be in the church. Hallelujah.
Right.
Great God. Amen. You can might have your name down on a book somewhere that was there for the last 50 years. But unless you've been saved, amen, great God, blood bought, born again, washed free from your sin, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're not in the church, amen. Great God. Who is the church? Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, all the above? No. The church is the blood-bought, born-again child of God. Amen. That's who the church is. Amen. And I don't know about you tonight, but I'm part of the church, Brother Anthony.
Praise
God. I said, I'm part of the church. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I spent, amen, the last, since I've been 14 years of age, start preaching the gospel when I was 17. Amen, Brother Tommy. At 17, 27, 22 years, I've been preaching. About 26 or 27 years, I've been saved. And these last 27 years of my life, I tell you, I've been preparing. I've been planning for this event that I'm talking to you about tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I've spent my life getting ready, amen, being part of the church, that when Jesus comes back riding on the clouds of glory,
yeah,
that I'm going to lift up out of here, Brother Daniel. And the Bible said, and those, amen, that are dead in Christ shall rise first, and then they which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Hey, I come to tell you, church, that great catching away is about to happen, amen. I said it's about to happen. Everybody, amen, around us is looking for the Antichrist to set up his kingdom. And I do believe, I told Brother George today, and we about to start shouting out there in that hallway. I said, Brother George, amen, I believe the Antichrist possibly and probably is alive right now. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen to me, church. Great God. I said the Antichrist is probably alive right now. Hey, amen. If Jesus comes back, he has to be alive. Amen. If Jesus comes back and raptures the church, amen, in that middle of that tribulation period, is really when that Antichrist is going to really take the forefront and take a hold of the scene and set up his kingdom and come against Israel. Hey, I come to tell us it's exciting times. Don't preach like that, Brother Jason. It worries me. I don't want to think about all that. You need
come
to
on.
Think about it.
Yeah,
you need to study your Bible.
Yeah.
We are living in my Bible prophecy right now.
That's it.
I said, listen, we're living in Bible prophecy right now. Will the church go through the tribulation? No, we won't go through the tribulation, but we better be ready for the coming of the Lord. We better be ready for the rapture, because he's about to come back. Amen. And when he comes back, there won't be no time, great God, to go to your house and throw the dirty magazines out. There won't be no time, amen, to clean house, amen, and get the devilish things out of your heart and life. There won't be no time, amen, to get down and repent of all that bad stuff you've been watching on your phone. I said, when he comes, he's going to come suddenly like a thief in the night. He's going to come back, Brother Daniel, great God, as lightning flashes from the east to the west. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He's going to come back, amen, just like that.
Yes. Oh God. Oh.
And the question is not, amen, are we going to go through the tribulation? The question is really, are you ready?
Ready.
For the coming of the Lord, amen.
That's it.
Are you ready for the rapture of the church, amen? Oh, yes. I'll get a little sidetracked. Amen. Oh, I want to be born
told you what is the tribulation period? What was Jesus talking about? It so stirred these disciples. The tribulation will be that time, amen, when this world experiences a visitation of God's wrath on a global scale.
Right.
The last time that this world saw such tribulation was the great flood of Noah.
Yeah.
Amen. That a lot of people try to discredit and disprove and disbelieve today. But just as sure as you're looking at me tonight, there was a great flood. Great God. I mean, over, and science has proved it multiple times, multiple times. But I remember, Brother Daniel, in my mind, what proved it just as much to me. Yes, the Word of God proves it as much. But I mean physical. Amen. Science. Amen. Examples. Brother Chuck, that proved it to me is when them archaeologists was high up on Mount Everest. Great God. Higher up than any man. Any other thing in all the world. And they seen some fossils up there.
Yeah.
Amen. That intrigued their thoughts and their minds. And they gathered them fossils up and took them and studied them. And science proved that in the highest peak in all of the world, amen, was substances that was only found in the deepest parts of the ocean. Hey, and it puzzled those scientists' minds. Amen. They didn't know one iota, Sister Shirley, of the Word of God. And they said within themselves, there had to be a great catastrophe at one point upon this earth, and a great flood had to take place.
Woo!
I could have saved them a lot of money. Hey, and read to them all the way back in the book of Genesis.
That's right.
Where God said, amen, there was a great flood.
Hallelujah.
Amen, that changed the demographics of this world. Yes, that's right. And I come to tell you, oh, amen, this is a great pestilence. Amen, this coronavirus is the wrath of God. And it might be to some extent, but this coronavirus is not the tribulation of God. Amen, because it was birthed by the hand of man. And let me tell you something, when God pours out his wrath,
yeah,
oh, it'll be way different than any coronavirus. Oh, when God pours out his wrath, he'll shake this world, and the tidal waves will hit it, and fire will fall,
yeah,
and he'll burn this place up, Peter said, with a fervent heat. And I come to tell you tonight, you better be ready. The tribulation, it'll be 7 years, amen, of literal, amen, wrath of God poured out on this world.
Oh, that's right.
That's it.
Oh, Lord.
The old prophet Zephaniah gave a chilling count to those days. Write this down, study this later. Zephaniah 1:15 all the way through 18. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and a thick darkness. And I will bring distress upon men that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against their Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver, listen to this, nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in that day of the wrath of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured. Amen. I just heard or read something. I listen and read a lot. Amen. One or the other. I just come across it, Brother Tommy, and it's staggering numbers. Amen. I think it's in the trillions. I know it's billions, but possibly around $1 trillion that Apple has money, stashed up cash money, Brother Daniel. Hey, we never known a money like this. I forget how many billions of dollars that Jeff Bezos has stacked up right now. Most billionaires and millionaires have their money tied up in investments, have their money tied up in a lot of things. But I could just go on down the line, even Warren Buffett himself, amen, that Omaha legend, has multiple billions of dollars in cash right now. And everybody's asking him, amen, why don't you have it tied up in the stock market like you have the last 60 years of your life? life. Even the world knows that something, amen, catastrophic is about to happen.
Yeah.
If they think their money is going to do them some good.
Come on.
But Zephaniah said, even your silver or your gold, it'll not help you in that day. Hey, I come to tell you, it ain't going to help you on that day. The only thing that'll help you is the blood of Jesus upon your heart. You don't need money. You don't need gold. You don't need silver. You need Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! Praise the Lord.
Praise
your Lord.
Preach it to you tonight.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good preaching.
Amen. The tribulation of which I'm speaking today is not some government or dictator oppressing Christians, much like this coronavirus. Woo. It's not man's wrath against men that I'm talking about, but this is the wrath of God poured out.
Right.
Hallelujah. Much like God did to Pharaoh back in Egypt.
Yeah.
When God got done with Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Amen. Pharaoh was like a flimsy little child in the hand of God. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amen. When God got done pouring the plagues out against Egypt. Amen. Oh, that's all it took was God's wrath. And it got a hold of Pharaoh's heart. This tribulation will be God's wrath against man. Anyone who has studied history knows what horrible times, amen, men have inflicted upon this planet. You look at that, amen, remember the bloody French Revolution. Remember Bloody Mary. Oh, yes. Remember Bloody Adolf Hitler, who murdered over 6 million Jews and tried to exterminate the Jew from history.
Yeah.
Tried to exterminate God's people from off the face of the earth. That's what Hitler tried to do. Oh, it was a horrible thing. But Zephaniah pictured it as a time of trouble and distress and desolation. He wrote of men's efforts. Amen. John did in the book of Revelation. The kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face, amen, of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Hey, that's a horrible day. You and I don't know. We've seen horrible times such as Hitler. We've seen horrible times such as Bloody Mary. This world has seen horrible times such as this coronavirus.
All right.
But all those combined does not compare to God's wrath when he pours it out upon this earth.
That's it.
Woo. You may wonder what happened to the God of love. And you've heard so much about, he's a God of love, 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 and he is a God of love. Right now is a dispensation of grace.
That's it.
Woo.
Got it. Sure.
But the tribulation period, grace is over.
Yeah.
Tribulation period, God is going to turn in to a God of judgment.
My Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me, I'm about done. Amen. God will. Amen. I'm deeply concerned that the churches across America have become one-sided. I thank God for the power of praise. I believe that a person should be a positive, radiant, amen, child of God, like I've seen some around here tonight.
Yeah.
And bless my heart, Sister Carla. You keep doing it, and I mean it with all my heart. Amen. You get to feel the Lord. You go around here and shake and praise the Lord.
Woo.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God, every one of you.
Come on.
You feel the Lord? That's what a church is all about. We need more of that. Amen.
Yeah.
And when that radiant Holy Ghost gets upon you, amen, that's where you act. Hallelujah.
Right.
You'll praise and you'll worship him. Jeremiah said it's like a fire set up in my bones. Hey, God, that's what you need here tonight. Oh, but let us not neglect the matters of repentance and of conviction and sorrow of sin.
majesty of the Holy God. We have a one-sided generation of the church world today. All they know and think is a God of love, and you can live any way you want to live. But God is a holy God, and He's coming back for a holy people.
Yes, Lord. Holy God.
Great God.
Woo! Praise you, Lord.
You understand the basic amen premise taught in the Bible that God cannot He cannot tolerate sin.
Right.
He's not going to.
He won't. No.
Amen. I plead with you today. Turn from your sin. Preaching this in a whole church
congregation. Come on.
Yeah, I'm preaching this. Search yourself.
That's it.
I've been praying and preaching and praying, amen, lately a whole lot for this church, for our churches across this country. God, get us back to what way our forefathers preached and taught and believed.
Thank you, Lord.
Back when we really prayed and sought the Lord and went to church for the right reasons.
Oh, God.
Nowadays we go to church because it's more of an obligation. Oh, that's what I got to do. Don't come to church because you've got to. Come to church because you want to.
That's it.
Come to church because Jesus Christ saved you and since you're so free from sin.
Right?
Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen. Now sitting down there, amen, in the face of a man whose breaths are numbered today, Brother Daniel, and he meant it with all of his heart. He said, I thank God that I've had a church to go through these past few months. I thank God that I had a church to go through. Sister Maria last Sunday night. Amen. I knew it was a amen special service. I felt the Holy Ghost in a special way. And as we are shaking hands and leaving back there, I'll never forget this. Brother Harvey looked at me and shook my hand. And he said, hey, this was a wonderful place to be in tonight. He said, this was so good. I would have walked all the way from Logan to Ben here tonight. Hey, as I thought, I looked there in the hospital bed tonight of a man that drove an hour and 45 minutes the last several months of his life. An hour and 45 minutes to go to church. Hey, that's a man that loves the Lord. That's a man that wanted to be in the house of God. I come to tell you tonight, where's your love going to? Where's your fervency going to? Do you really love the Lord?
Come on now.
Woo!
Help us.
Yes.
Jesus. God never does anything without good reason. Why is there going to be a tribulation period, Brother Jason? I just told you some of it because God does not tolerate and He will not tolerate sin. God's going to judge this earth.
Yes, He will.
Amen. For sin.
Yeah.
Yes, number one. God's going to judge this earth for sin.
Yeah.
But God's also going to judge the Gentile because of their treatment of the Jew.
That's it.
I already told you how many times have the Jew tried to exterminate the Jew from our society? Over and over through history, they've tried to exterminate the Jew. Oh God. But God said they're my people. And in that tribulation period, Brother Daniel, God's going to focus His attention back to the Jew.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan knows that if he can get rid of Israel, that God's plan for the future will be thwarted. The 25th chapter of Matthew deals with God's judgment on the Gentile nation. Amen. Yes, God's going to deal with sin, and God's going to deal with the Gentile, how they treated the Jew. But secondly, God will deal with the nation of Israel. Christ's message to His people when He ministered in Galilee was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What signs and wonders Jesus gave them, and the tribulation will bring judgment on the nation that has so ignored God's divine provision.
Right.
And God's going to pour out His wrath, amen, upon this earth because of sin and how they treated the Jew. Amen.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I don't care how many Muslims there are in this world.
Come on.
Woo!
I don't care, Brother Anthony. Muslims, they say, is the number one growing religion of today's society. I don't care how fast they're growing. I don't care how many Muslims there are. I don't care how many Muslims rise against Israel and hate Israel and try to exterminate Israel. Israel always has been, and Israel always will be, God's chosen people.
Woo! Woo!
Millions and millions of them. How about to shout? Pray for me. Millions and millions of their enemies are surrounded around them right now with their weapons pointed right at Israel. Oh! But we're living to see Bible prophecy fulfilled right now.
Woo!
Millions of Jews in America and millions of Jews scattered across the world are selling their businesses and selling their amen fortunes and going back to Israel.
Yeah.
Hey, and they're interviewing them. Why are you doing such a thing? And they say, we can't explain it. Something said,
woo,
go back to Israel.
On.
God said, in the last days, I'll call my people
woo
from the end of the earth and I'll bring them back to Israel.
Right.
And it's setting up for the last battle of Golgotha. I said, it's setting up for the last battle of Armageddon. Rather, in this last day.
Yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Lord.
Yeah.
Close. We're close.
Come on.
Woo! How can Israel prevail, Brother Tommy? Such a small nation amongst all their enemies.
Yeah.
They're outnumbered 10, 20, probably 101.
You're right.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
I don't know all the details. How are they going to prevail? Woo! I said, I'm about to feel like something.
Yeah. Come on.
If God can take one angel over there against that Assyrian army.
Yeah.
And camped around about Israel.
Woo! One angel.
And take one angel and slay 185,000. I wonder what he can do. Hey! When God calls that great host of heaven together. Hey, I come to tell you, it ain't a matter of how Israel's going to stand. It's a matter of how the enemy's going to stand.
Woo!
Greater is he.
That's it.
That's
it.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thirdly, for this time of sorrow, for centuries, man has preoccupied with Satan and his work.
Yes. Yeah.
During the tribulation, God will take the shackles off of Satan.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
You know, in this dispensation we're living in right now, Satan has appeared to be a charming fella.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
He came to Eve squiggling along. Has God really said that?
Yeah.
He came as a sly old serpent.
Yeah.
He tells you, amen. He tells you that drugs ain't really that bad.
Come on, baby. Come on.
They're good for you.
Come on now.
You'll be popular. Smoke you a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
You'll be popular. What's that pornography?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Come on now.
That's where he comes right now.
Yeah, he comes.
Oh.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
I've come to tell you, church, in that tribulation period, the covers will be pulled back, and you'll see who the devil is. Oh.
Yeah.
You'll see he's really the one that come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's it.
You'll see he's the one, amen, whose colors are real, who's amen, jealous against God, who's trying to overthrow God on his throne. You'll see the real colors of the devil in the tribulation period.
You're right.
People will see firsthand the view of Satan.
100%.
Amen. And the stain of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Will be lifted.
Yeah.
Lord, my God.
I can't tell you what they tell me happens out there in California and San Francisco,
yeah,
San Diego, some of them California cities. What happens out there in the broad open daylight, how they do and how they act out
oh,
there.
Oh, dear God.
Woo.
Come on.
We was in a place, a restaurant the other day. Amen. And most time women pick this stuff out. She'll say, look over and I'll be, I might have seen it. But anyway, they said, look over at that. This old fella pressing around, Brother Anthony, and he had his little black leggings on, and I mean, What kind of men? Hey, we're living in a warped society.
Yes, we are.
Hey, man, let me tell you. Woo! Let me tell you boys something. Let me tell you men something. And you boys. Hey, man, you don't need skinny jeans. You need husky jeans. Woo!
That's right.
Hey, man.
Come on.
You don't need some little skinny jeans. Hey, God. I remember when I was a kid. Hey, God. I was growing up in the 80s. Back when Pee Wee Herman was around. Most of you ain't never heard of Pee Wee Herman. But back in the day, Pee Wee Herman had a suit on that was two sizes too small, and his pants was about a foot too short. And back in that day, they made fun of him. But 30 years later, that's a style. Wearing your clothes three sizes too small, hey man, four sizes too short. Look like a dork. Great God. And the world thinks it's funny. And the world thinks
come
it's
on, tell it.
Oh, hey man, I come to tell you tonight. Oh, in that tribulation period, the devil's gonna be unloosed and his power's gonna be poured out, and it'll be a time like no other time.
Time like no other.
And finally,
no, there never will be.
God's gonna pour out his wrath on the world for its rejection of the gospel.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
You know that the gospel has been poured out upon this earth.
Poured out.
To the four corners of the earth.
Sure has.
I listened to Brother Rich talking about carrying the gospel to the Makuna Indians.
Yeah.
And then Choco Indians. I hear a brother come here a while back that just lost his wife. Brother Trawick.
Yeah.
Brother David Trawick just lost his wife. Michelle asked me, you came to church, don't go down that path. Hey, man, we were just talking, but, you know, people, they get caught up on that, and they get to questioning God, and you'll watch out, and the devil will deceive you if you get to question God if you don't watch out.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you look at all these adulterers, you look at all these murderers, you look at all these child molesters, and you got people like L.D. Savage dying of coronavirus.
Yeah.
You got people like William Strickler dying. You got people like David Trawick's wife over there, missionaries, learn to speak their own language, and they're over there speaking to them in their own language, preaching them the gospel. They're dying, and child molesters and sinners and murderers are living. Amen. Tell me how that is. Great God, I can't tell you in this life nor the life to come. But all I know is God's in control, and I'm going to trust God. Oh, yes. Amen. But God is going to pour out his judgment upon this world because of their rejection of the gospel.
That's it.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
My.
America has had the gospel preached. Amen.
Yep.
This world has had the gospel preached. And because they have rejected the gospel, God's going to judge this land, Brother Anthony.
Sure is.
It's going to be incredibly darker than you and I can even begin to believe.
That's right. Well,
excuse me, it's going to be a dark time.
Sure is.
I don't plan to be here.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I said,
I don't plan
to be here. Amen. Is the church going to go through the tribulation? Somebody help me out. Put his hand. I'm winding down here. Is the church going to go through the tribulation? I tell you, Brother Daniel, I'm not going to be here. The church of Jesus Christ is not going to be here. Because immediately before God pours out his wrath, he's going to get the church out here.
Yes.
Amen. Well, prove that to me. I don't have time. Maybe I'll make it another night.
Come on.
But just for starters, anytime, Brother Earl, God ever poured out his judgment upon anything or anybody, he always got the church out.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Noah?
Already
made reference to Noah, Brother Chuck. When God destroyed this world with water and a flood, what did he do?
Come on.
He said, Noah, you get ready and you build an ark. I'm going to destroy this world.
That's it.
Amen. By the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, God said, it repented me that I ever made man because his ways are continually evil.
Yeah.
Amen. And man's ways turned sour and it turned wicked and it turned evil.
Yeah.
And God said, it repented me that I ever made man. God called Noah to build an ark for the saving of his house.
Yeah.
Amen. And for the saving of the known day world. Hallelujah.
So what God do, God got the church out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When God got ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, what did he do?
Yeah.
I realize Lot was barely hanging on to the faith.
Got the righteous out of
him. But he got him out. I
I said, he got him, man.
Hallelujah.
He sent word to Lot by an angel. He said, Lot, get your house in order, son. Hey, man, I'm getting ready to store this place.
Yeah.
And you're going to get out of here. You got to get out of this place.
Yeah, pretty
and good. And God sent word.
Yes.
Hey, man, sent an angel and got Lot and his family out of there. Hallelujah. Hey, I've come to tell you, that's what he's getting ready to do. Besides, next time, Sister Clara, it ain't going to be an angel getting us out of here. But the Bible says that even the angels don't even know what day nor what hour.
Right.
Amen. Save the Father only.
Yeah.
Amen. But oh, I believe God. Amen. Is getting things in order.
Yes.
I believe he's getting things prepared. Amen. And he's getting ready to hard old Gabriel and say, Gabriel, get your trumpet ready.
Woo!
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I said, Gabriel, get your trumpet ready. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says, going to give a great shout.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I had Christ. Amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then they which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Daniel, I come to tell you, better get ready for the coming of the Lord. You better be ready.
Yes.
He's about to come back.
Woo.
He's about to give that great shout. And that trumpet's about to sound. And in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be rushing out. Amen.
Praise
God. Stand with me in this house.
Thank you, Lord.
I've used multiple times. I'm going to use it again tonight. But I love that great illustration John Phillips gives. Somebody said, who's going to be raptured out here? Is the majority of the church going to leave, Sister Missy? Part of them be left behind?
Amen.
I love what John Phillips said. He said, God is consistent from the Old Testament to the New. God, you cannot build a doctrine upon one scripture.
That's right.
You got to build a doctrine upon a scripture that's consistent.
Yes.
And if God's consistent in the New Testament, he'll be consistent in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Woo. Oh, yeah. And all the way back in the Old Testament, amen, when God sent Moses to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, God said, let his people go.
Yeah.
A great portrait, amen, of the church getting up out there. And God said, Pharaoh, God said, let his people go. Amen. And Pharaoh said, who's going to go? And I love what he said. He said, God said, there will not be one hoof left behind.
Not one. Hallelujah.
That'd make a Baptist shout right there.
Glory.
Hey. God said, amen, tell Moses that not a young child, amen, not a suckling child, not the elderly, not the young, not the middle age, not a hoof, amen, will be left behind.
Woo!
Brother Daniel, and when the Lord comes back, Brother Charlie, hey, I mean not one soul will be left behind. The dead in Christ. Amen. And somebody said, what about this modern day? Everybody's getting their bodies cremated and scattered across the hills, scattered across the waters. On that day, he'll gather them ashes back together.
Woo!
What about those that's been eaten in the depths of the sea by the fish? He'll gather them back together. Praise God. And there won't be one left behind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Will the church be left behind? Will the church rather go through the tribulation?
Thank you, Lord.
God's going to rapture us out here.
Praise you, Lord.
Are you ready? Come on, let's get in these arms. Let's get in these arms tonight. Make sure you're ready to meet the Lord. Let's get in these arms tonight. Make sure you got every single person. Out of your heart, out of your life. You got every eye. Got it. Every tear falls. Have you been praying, fasting, singing the Lord more than anything else in this world? Come on. Are you ready to be the Lord? Come on.
Are you ready for the judgment day? side.